Hello, I'm your host, Ken Martinez, and you're watching the latest episode of West Coast XE. And if you're watching, you're watching on YouTube. Please click on the subscribe button. We could use more subscribers. That'd be fantastic. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please give us a follow. Thank you. This episode will be focusing on an event that happened last Friday, the Nike Portland XC meet at Blue Lake Regional Park in Fairview, Oregon, not too far from Portland. And then we'll focus on what's coming up this Saturday at Balboa Park, the famed Balboa Park, the home of Foot Locker. And then it'll be the Brooks meet this year. And it'll be the host this Saturday of the Mount Carmel Invitational. As I've mentioned in my recent episodes for cross-country season, I'm going to try to see if I can interview some athletes about the meet. And I did also mention that my number one job is to take pictures. So I try my best to see if I can squeeze in a really short interview. So you'll see a number of short interviews with teams and athletes before I hustle off to the next race. So this first segment, I talked to two different teams at Nike Portland XC while we were setting up the course on Thursday. Central Kitsap said, "Hey, we want to talk to you again." I talked to them at Bellarmine, and I was happy to visit with them again as they gave me some insight of what they were hoping would happen at the Jim Danner Championship. So the first segment is Central Kitsap of Washington, you know, anticipating what would happen on Friday. So this was a Thursday interview. And then on Friday, Tesoro High School girls and boys from Orange County came up and kind of gave me some of the highlights of Friday and of the weekend visiting Portland, Oregon. So let's check out Central Kitsap boys and the boys and girls of Tesoro High School of Orange County.
Hey, I am here with Central Kitsap from Washington. There, you're at Portland, Nike Portland XC. All right, and what is your name?
Kyler Atsendido.
All right.
Ethan Huff.
This is your second time on the program, is that right?
You're a veteran. David McLean.
Okay, so you guys are running tomorrow. What division are you guys running tomorrow?
The Dana race.
The big race.
Yes, sir.
Wow. And so this meets on a Friday, which is kind of different. In the afternoon, what are you guys hoping to do tomorrow?
I'm hoping to run sub 1550 and just get out strong with my team.
I'm looking to do the same as him, sub 1550 and get out strong. Take that corner really well because it's a tough corner on the left over there.
Up there at the start?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, just really get sub 16 and like be with my teammates and see us all push the race together.
So all three of you guys want to break 16, so yeah. That means you guys might be in the hunt for some awards then maybe. Is that your plan?
Yeah, I think our team goal is to place top 10, I'm pretty sure. Top 10 as a team.
That'd be great. Okay. All right. Go Panthers. Thanks a lot, guys. I'm with Tesoro, Orange County, Santa Margarita. Where's look at Martinez. All right. Have you guys had a fun time here in Portland?
Yes. It's awesome.
That's awesome. Okay. What's the highlight so far?
Definitely these flags.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah. I saw pictures of the girls at the Multnomah Falls.
Yeah, we went there yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. What do you guys leave tomorrow morning? Or
Sunday morning.
Let's say, what are you going to do tonight?
Celebrate.
All right. Congratulations, Tesoro.
Thank you.
Thank you, Central Kitsap, and thank you to Tesoro. That was fun talking to you guys. I hope to do that more this weekend when I'm at Mount Carmel and later on at Clovis Invitational the following week. So the next group of athletes were the winners of the Division 3 and Division 2 boys and girls race. Those races were in the morning on Friday. So the first person you will see is Lila Zimmerman of Columbia High School of White Salmon. That's a small town in the Columbia Gorge on the Washington side. Really beautiful, beautiful town with a raging, rushing river that goes into the Columbia River. A beautiful city. And she talks about her race. Then after that, you'll see Brandon Wager of Staten High School. He won the D3 race in 16:37. I didn't give Lila's time, by the way. Lila ran 19:32.7 to win her D3 race. And we have Brandon Wager of Staten winning his D3 race in 16:37. Then we go to D2. Division 2 is next. And we talk with Gretchen Yucatis of Carondelet. Carondelet is a girls' Catholic school in Concord, California. Now, she ran 17:27.3, won her race by over a minute. Really fast time. For this course, it's not a hilly course at Blue Lake, but it's not the world's greatest footing, and there's some turns, and so it's not a super, super fast course. So 17:27, I knew that was going to be one of the fastest times of the day. In fact, that held until the Danner race, but she was only beaten by two other athletes, so she had the third fastest time throughout the day. So I want to give a special shout out to Gretchen, because that was really fast. And then Roman Pavoni of Kennedy Catholic, D2, ran his race in 15:48.4. At the end of the recording, he brings in his teammate and gives him a shout out also. Kennedy Catholic is a school in Berrien, Washington. It's right next to SeaTac, the Seattle-Tacoma International Airport. So let's watch and learn about what happened to these athletes in the morning races.
I'm with Lila Zimmerman of Columbia White Salmon, the first winner of the 2025 Nike Portland XC. How did you, it would look like a close race at the beginning. How did you pull away and win?
I don't know. I just kept pace with the girl ahead of me, and eventually I was right up next to her, and she just dropped back, and I just kept going.
Took it all away. All right. So what's your big meet after this? What's the next big meet?
I don't think we have anything huge coming up besides our district meet.
Okay, so later in October. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm with Brandon Wagger of Staten. He just won the D3 boys. You seem surprised that you won by so much.
Yes, I'm very surprised. I've been sick for a while, and I didn't feel great starting this race, but I knew if I pushed it, I could really just stick with them and then hopefully just go really hard at the end.
All right.
And it worked.
It did work. You seem shocked that you won by so much.
Yeah.
Congratulations, and go Staten.
Eagles. Thank you.
I am with Gretchen Yukaitis of Carondelet High School in Concord, California.
Yes, exactly.
And you won by over a minute. Was that something you thought might happen?
I didn't know for sure, but I knew I had a good chance of winning. So I just ran my race and went out hard.
Okay. So how do you push yourself when you're that far ahead?
Well, I have a Bible verse on my leg, and I kind of just remember that, like, life's meant to be lived to the fullest, and just keep pushing, because you only have one opportunity to be traced, so you have to make it the best.
And I heard in your interview before, you're going to the Rough Rider on Woodward pretty soon.
Yes.
So that gets you kind of like learning that course again for the state meet.
Yes, I ran the course last year for the first time at state, but I'm excited to do it again.
Okay. Yes. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm with Roman Pavoni of Kennedy Catholic. You are super excited about winning this race.
Yes, I am. I love to compete. It's my favorite part about the sport. I'm hoping my team can win too, because we don't get a lot of chances to run as a team at Invite. Usually we're split up and we're all in the same one at this one. So I'm very happy.
Yeah, that's fantastic. What's the next big race for Kennedy Catholic?
The next big race will be at Hoka. John Payne. I love John Payne. Great course. And I'm excited to race there next week.
All right.
17:20.
Okay, give a hug. Get in there.
You won first place?
I got first!
Yes! 17:20. Dominic, future of Washington State distance running, he's going to be fast.
Okay.
Fast, I mean.
Okay, you.
Okay, so those were the interviews of the morning varsity races. Then there were a series of JV races at Nike Portland XC. And then the meet finishes off with the D1 races, boys and girls, and the Jim Danner Championship, which is like the sweepstakes race you might hear in Mount Sac or Woodbridge. It's the big races at the end of the meet. And you will meet the following athletes. You'll meet Kate Westfall of Camas High School. She won her D1 race in 18:25.6. Camas is along the Columbia River, but closer to Portland. They're called the Papermakers. They're known for their paper mill in Camas. And then Carson Berge of Thurston won the D1 boys at 15:18.3. Thurston is from Springfield. Carson also ran at Woodbridge the previous week, so I took pictures of him 2 weeks in a row. And then the next winner is Emery Schwalm of Heritage. I did not get a chance to interview her. Runner Space had this really fancy interview set up for the winners of the Jim Danner races, boys and girls, which took time. And they're awesome. I would encourage you to go to Runner Space and see her interview. But I had to go to the Jim Danner race and take pictures of the boys running. So I couldn't stick around and talk to her after Runner's Pace. You'll notice that Keenan Gray is doing the interview. He has been on our program a number of times recently to talk about Woodbridge. Then the next winner is, oh, then I have to mention something else about Emery Schwalm. So we don't have an interview with her, but we have her dancing. She danced with her team, Heritage High School, which is in Colorado, which also won the Jim Danner Championship. So not only did Emery win individually, her team won also. And they sang to the song Milkshake. You'll hear the DJ playing a song that's not the song they're dancing to. They are dancing to the song Milkshake, and you can hear them singing it. Emery is to the right when you're watching the video on YouTube. And then the next person that we talked to is Connor Lott. Same situation. He talked to Runner's Pace. It took a lot of time. I needed to get to the starting line and hand out the Jim Danner Championship to Emery and Connor and get that organized. So I didn't get a chance to talk to him, but we do have him recording of him talking to Steve Sparks, the person that was on last week who previewed the meet with us. And so you hear like a really short segment, like 15, 16 seconds of him discussing how he was able to kick down Yosuke Shibata of South Eugene. Shibata had an incredible race. He was out in front. At the 2 mile mark, he had a huge lead, and Connor was able to catch him. So shout out to Yosuke, who ran an amazing race from South Eugene, and to Connor for kicking him down. There's actually a little video segment right before Connor's interview where you can see Connor kicking it in for the win. So let's watch Kate, Carson, Emery dance, and Connor. And I forgot to mention that Heritage High School wanted us to look down below me here. The TikTok handle for the Heritage team is car_runs. Look them up on TikTok and see all their fantastic performances on TikTok. Here is the next segment of interviews. Here we go.
I'm with Kate Westfall of Camas High School, winner of the Division I race. I believe last year Camas athlete won the Division I race last year. You guys won it back to back.
Yeah.
So you kind of pulled away. It looked like it was a pretty good tight pack with like five or six girls, and you won by a decent amount. What happened in the last mile?
My dad was cheering for me really loud, and I love running the 800 for track, so I just
You pretended it was an 800.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's great. And what is your next big meet?
We have Hole in the Wall in a few weeks.
Ooh, okay, up in Washington. All right. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm with Carson Berge, the winner of the Division I boys race from Thurston High School in Springfield.
Yes.
All right. So, lots of guys out there, but you came out on top. What was the strategy?
So I got out pretty dang fast, just to rescue that spot in the front. And I was not expecting that many guys to come with me, about 400 meters in, but I think I counted about six of them when I thought there would only be one or so. So I was going, and then they started surging past me a little bit. I'm like, I'm not gonna work this hard. I'm just gonna latch onto them, let them do the work, then see what I can do later in the race. And worked out, so yeah, can't complain.
Yeah, it did. What's your next big meet?
Harrier Classic over in Albany.
Nice.
It'll be a fast course. Hoping to go.
Yeah, really fast course.
Sub 15 there.
All right, thanks a lot.
There wasn't a point where I said I got this. Honestly, that was a very, really difficult kick for me. But here, when I passed him really hard, so I just knew I needed to really keep going and not give up, and he wouldn't be able to get me. And it worked out like that. So,
in our final segment, we're going to be talking about the meets this weekend. I first want to give a shout out to Russell Moore. Russell will be at the John Payne Invitational in University Place, Washington. That's near Tacoma. That's the park in which that section of Washington uses later on in November to qualify for the state meet. The Pac-12 has been there before the Pac-12 disbanded, but it's coming back next year. NCAA Western Regionals have been there for Division I, Division II. It's a fantastic park. So look for Russell's photos of the athletes running at the John Payne. You're talking Washington athletes, but I went to a number of Oregon practices this summer, and there's a number of Oregon teams that are coming and looking forward to running in that race on October 4th. On that same day, I will be in San Diego, California, to go to the Mount Carmel Invitational. I'm very excited about this because I've been to Spokane for the indoor meets. I go to Seattle. Obviously, I live in Portland. I go to meets in Portland and Eugene. They're not very far from here. Been to Sacramento, been to the Bay Area, Los Angeles. But I've yet to go to one of the biggest cities in the United States, San Diego. Now, I actually have gone to Foot Locker every year, but that's not really a local event for San Diego. It's a national event. So very excited to be down there to see the San Diego athletes run. And I'd like to talk about some of the teams and some of the athletes to look for when I eventually post photos of the Mount Carmel Invitational. So on the girls' side, you have Jalen Williams of Eastlake, who finished third at Woodbridge about a week and a half ago, was the California 3,200-meter track champion when she was a sophomore. And I made this comment, if you watch these episodes enough, that California has a singular state meet. She didn't win the 4A or the 6A or the 2A state meet. She won the entire state. They only have one division in track and field. Charlotte Hopkins will also be running, and she is not from San Diego. She's from Arcadia High School. She's very competitive. Ayana Hickey of the Bishop School, that's in La Jolla, not too far from the San Diego area. It's part of the San Diego area. It's not too far from Balboa Park. And she's running in this race. She also ran in Foot Locker last winter in December, and she is committed to go to UCLA. Mount Carmel, which is the host of this meet, have two runners, Olivia Campos, Isabella Meyer, Ari Lawrence of Francis Parker is another person, Isabella Ramos of Point Loma. I went to the Cool Breeze race and watched her win that. Malia Guillen of Oceanside is also one of the top runners. On the girls' side, in terms of teams, Del Norte is a power down there. They're going to be racing tough. Del Norte and then Poway, Scripps Ranch, the host Mount Carmel, and Point Loma are all teams to look for. On the boys' side, Jackson Northcutt of Mount Carmel is the host team, and he's one of the stronger runners, but so is Cooper Castleberry of Poway, Nathan Wilbur of Cathedral Catholic, Tyus Joseph of Helix. I watched him win a individual race at Woodbridge. Dean Odom of San Marcos. We've got Nathan Wilver, another athlete from Cathedral Catholic. Josiah Bowman of Sage Creek had a really nice season. I think he was, wasn't he the state champion or close? No, he wasn't the state champion, but he was one of the top 800-meter runners last year in the state of California. And Cruz Espinoza of Canyon Crest Academy. Those are some of the boys that I'll be looking for through my lens. Team-wise, the really two strong teams are Mount Carmel, the host, and Poway. But San Marcos and Canyon Crest Academy and Scripps Ranch will also be strong teams to watch. Again, I'm super excited. I've not been to just a regular season meet in San Diego since I've been doing this. It's like maybe my fourth year doing this. It's on Balboa Park. It's the same park where Foot Locker has been run for the last, you know, off and on 40 years. The course is not exactly the same as the Foot Locker course, but it's pretty close. It's right there on Balboa Park, right by the tennis courts, if you've ever watched Foot Locker on your computer. And so looking forward to that. If you are racing in the San Diego race at Mount Carmel, say hi. I've got stickers. We'd love to hand them out. And then look for those photos. So this weekend, look for photos from Russell from the John Payne Invitational, the Hoka John Payne Invitational, and look for photos from me from Mount Carmel. We'll give a special shout out to our San Diego section athletes. And if you ran at Nike Portland XC, I have Danner D1, D2, D3 races up, and also JV races also. So look for those photos on westcoastxc.com or on our Instagram account at westcoastxc and download those photos for free. Well, until next time, remember that the West Coast is the best coast. See you next time. Thank you.